In the name of our Lord, I speak.
主耶稣圣灵高话.
For our mutual encouragement, I would like to share with you the sermon, Strengthen Yourself in the Lord.
希望大家分享在主里坚固自己作为题目，嚟到我哋彼此都造就.
We all face problems in our lives.
我哋每个人都喺生活入边会面对困难.
During these difficult times, we need to find strength to deal with them.
喺呢啲困难嘅时间入边，我哋需要得到力量去面对佢哋.
Sometimes we can handle them ourselves.
有时候我哋能够自己去处理佢哋.
Sometimes we need help from or support from our family or other people.
有时候我哋需要从屋企人或者其他人入边得到帮助或者支持.
Sometimes we may find that nobody is able to help us.
但有时候我哋却系发现到冇人能够帮助我哋.
And it is at these times that we need to find strength in God.
喺呢啲嘅时候，我又需要从神嗰度得到力量.
David is one of the best examples in the Bible of being able to strengthen himself in God.
大卫就喺圣经入边一个好嘅例子，佢能够从神嗰度嚟到坚固自己.
Let us look at one incident recorded in the Bible.
我哋睇下圣经入边记载嘅一件事迹.
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
我哋请睇撒母耳记上
chapter 30,
第30章.
1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1-6.
撒母耳记上第30章第1-6节. 撒母耳记上第30章第1-6节. 第一节，第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了洗格拉，亚玛力人已经侵夺南地，攻破洗格拉，用火焚烧老了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。第三节，大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已经烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了，大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭得没有气力。大卫的两个妻耶斯列人阿希焕和作过拿八妻的加密人阿比该也被掳去了。第六节，大卫甚是焦急，因为人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他，大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
This chapter begins with David and his men returning to their home in Ziklag.
呢一章入边开始嘅时候，讲到大卫同埋属于佢嘅人翻到佢哋嘅城市洗格拉。
There they find that the Amalekites have raided their town.
但喺嗰时候，佢哋发现到亚玛力人已经侵占咗佢哋嘅城市。
Their houses have been burnt down.
佢哋嘅房屋都被烧毁。
Their wives and children have been taken away.
佢哋嘅妻子或者儿女都被掳走啦。
So David and his men are distressed.
喺嗰时候，大卫同属于佢嘅人都悲哀。
In their grief, the men turn against their leader.
喺佢哋伤心嘅时候，嗰啲人嚟到反对佢哋嘅领袖。
They want to stone David because they blame him for the loss of their wives and children.
佢哋嚟到责备大卫，因为佢哋儿女同埋妻儿都被掳走啦，所以希望用石头打死大卫。
It is interesting to see how the men reacted when they discovered that their families were kidnapped.
当呢啲人发现到自己嘅屋企被掳掠之后，佢哋嘅反应系非常有趣嘅。
They wept until they had no more tears.
佢哋流眼泪直至眼泪都干晒。
They blamed David and even suggested killing him.
佢哋嚟到责备大卫，甚至乎希望嚟到杀咗佢。
But did their reactions solve their problem?
但佢哋嘅反应能唔能够解决佢哋嘅困难呢？
When facing a crisis, sometimes it is easy to blame somebody else.
当我哋面对危机嘅时候，好容易我哋会责备其他人。
That is what the men did.
呢个就系人会做嘅事情。
Suppose the men had stoned David.
或者嗰啲人真系用石头打死大卫啦。
Would it have made a difference to the situation?
咁样对呢一个事情有冇改变呢？
Would it have brought their wives and children back?
佢哋能唔能够将佢哋嘅妻子儿女带翻翻嚟呢？
Here is where we see how different David reacted.
呢度我哋见到大卫嘅反应系唔一样。
And why David is someone worthy of our attention?
亦都系点解大卫系一个我哋需要嚟到专注嘅一个人。
So what did David do?
咁大卫做咗啲乜嘢呢？
David's response to this crisis is recorded in the latter part of verse 6.
大卫对呢一个危机嘅处理系记载喺第六节嘅下半段。
Let us read this verse again.
我哋请睇第六节。第六节， 大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
So David was upset just like his men.
大卫同其他一样都伤心。
David's two wives had been taken away too.
大卫的两个妻子都被掳走了。
However, he was even more distressed because his men wanted to kill him.
但因为他的属于他自己的人想杀他的时候，他更加的伤心。
But David found strength in the Lord his God.
但大卫却是从神那里来得到坚固。
So how did David strengthen himself in the Lord?
大卫怎从主入面来到坚固自己呢？
First, he asked God for direction.
首先他来到寻求神的指引。
Let us continue to read verses 7 to 8.
我们继续看第七同埋第八节。第七节，大卫对阿希米勒的儿子祭司阿比亚他说，请你将以弗德拿过来。阿比亚他就将以弗德拿到大卫面前。大卫求问耶和华说，我追赶的人追得上追不上呢？耶和华说，你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
So David begins to look for a solution to the crisis.
大卫开始要寻求一个危机的解决方法。
He immediately asks the priest for the ephod to be brought to him.
他立刻寻求祭司去拿以弗德去到他面前。
The ephod was a garment worn by priests.
以弗德其实是祭司所穿着的一件衣服。
And attached to the ephod was the chest piece with the Urim and Thummim.
在这个以弗德上面是有这个乌灵和土明。
And these instruments were used by God to reveal direction to his people when it was needed.
这个乌灵土明就是当神要来到指示去百姓方向的时候来到用的。
By asking for the ephod,
当要求将这个以弗德拿来的时候，
David was asking God for direction in what to do.
大卫都同时是来到问神应该怎样做。
So David strengthened himself in the Lord by consulting God.
所以大卫通过来到求问神来到坚固他自己。
So David turns to God for guidance concerning their families and the people who have kidnapped them.
所以大卫来到寻求神的指引，指引他们关于他们的家人和那些来到掳掠他们的人。
He asks God to reveal if he should pursue the people who have taken their families.
他问神，他应不应该去追赶那些来到掳掠他们人的这敌人呢？
And he also asks if he will overtake them if he pursues them.
他也问神，如果他追赶他们的时候，能不能够追赶得上呢？
And the answer to these questions is yes.
而这些问题的答案是肯定的。
So God assures David he will overtake the enemy and he will also recover everything that has been taken.
所以神来到保证大卫，他一定会能够追赶得到他的敌人，同埋都能够攞翻一切失去的嘢。
The second thing he did was he submitted to the will of God.
第二样大卫所做的就是顺服神的旨意。
Let us continue to read verses 9 to 11.
我们继续看第九到第十节。第九节，於是大卫和跟随他的六百人来到比梭溪，又不能前去的就留在那里。第十节，大卫却带着四百人往前追赶，有二百人疲乏不能过比梭溪，所以留在那里。
After David asked God what he should do,
当大卫问了神他应该怎么做之后，
He listened.
聆听，
and then submitted to the will of God.
然之后顺服神的旨意。
So David and his army of 600 men immediately went after the people who kidnapped their families.
所以大卫和跟随他的600个勇士就来到立刻追赶这些掳掠他家人的敌人。
Let us turn to Psalms 119.
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119Verse 143.
诗篇119篇143节。
Psalms 119 verse 143.
诗篇119篇143节，第143节，我遭遇患难受苦，你的命令却是我所喜爱的。
It tells us here that our joy in times of trouble come from the commandments of God.
又讲到当我们困难来到的时候，我们的喜乐是从神的命令而来。
It does not come from the answers we make on our own.
这个并不是从我们自己为自己找出来的答案而引致的喜乐。
We need to find out what God wants us to do.
我哋应该谂到神究竟想我哋点做咧
？And then we need to do it.
然之后我哋需要实行出嚟。
We need to submit to His will.
我哋需要顺服神嘅旨意。
God's commands are a delight because they provide guidance and promises.
神嘅命令系喜乐噶，因为佢带俾我哋指引同埋应许。
And they protect us from harm.
佢都会保护我哋免去灾难。
And they guide us away from trouble.
亦都会带领我哋离开麻烦困难。
Having asked God for direction,
问咗神嘅方向之后
，and after submitting to God's will,
亦都顺服咗神嘅旨意。
The third thing David did was to trust God to do the rest.
第三样大卫所做嘅就系让神嚟到完成余下嘅事情。
David did not know who the enemies were.
大卫并唔知道佢嘅敌人系边位。
He did not know where they were or how strong they were.
佢亦都唔知道佢系从边度而嚟，佢哋有几咁坚强强壮。
All he knew was that it was the will of God for him to pursue the enemy.
佢唯一知道嘅就系神要佢嚟到追赶敌人。
And God promised that they would save their wives and children.
而神亦都应许到佢哋能够救到佢哋嘅妻子同埋儿女。
So David trusted God to do the work.
所以大卫相信神会做工嘅。
And God did work in a wonderful way, and he led David right to the enemy.
而神做工嘅方法佢系好奇妙嘅，佢带领大卫去到佢嘅敌人面前。
Let us turn back to 1 Samuel.
我哋请睇翻嚟撒母耳记上
chapter 30,
第三十章。
1 Samuel chapter 30,
撒母耳记上三十章。
Verses 11 to 19.
十一到十九节，撒母耳记上第三十章十一到十九节，第十一节，这四百人在田野遇见一个埃及人，就带他到大卫面前，给他饼吃，给他水喝，又给他一块无花果饼，两个葡萄饼。他吃了就精神复原，因为他三日三夜没有吃饼，没有喝水。大卫问他说：你是属谁的？你是哪里的人？他回答说：我是埃及的少年人，是亚玛力人的奴隶奴仆。因我三日前患病，我主人就把我撇弃了。我们侵夺了基利提的南方，我属犹大的地，并加勒地的南方，又用火烧了洗格拉。大卫问他说：你肯令我们到敌军那里不肯？他回答说：你要向我指着神起誓，不杀我，又不将我交在我主人手里，我就领你下到敌军那里。那人领大卫下去，见他们散在地上吃喝跳舞，因为从非利士地和犹大地所掳来的财物甚多。大卫从黎明直到次日晚上击杀他们，除了四百骑骆驼的少年人之外，没有一个逃脱的。亚玛力人所掳去的财物，大卫全都夺回，并救回他的两个妻来。凡亚玛力人所夺掳去的，无论大小儿女财物，大卫都夺回来，没有失落一个。
So after God had provided guidance to David and his men through the effort,
当神透过以弗德嚟到指引大卫同佢嘅属于佢嘅人之后，
God also arranged for David to find an Egyptian slave who had been left in a field.
神亦都安排咗一个埃及嘅奴隶，令大卫去揾见，因为佢系喺旷野入边。
He had been left to die by his Amalekite master because he was sick.
因为佢病嘅缘故，所以亚玛力嘅主人就将佢留喺旷野度等死。
So this slave was given food to eat.
所以呢个奴隶佢能够得到食物去食。
And he revealed who he was to David.
佢都讲俾大卫知佢系边个。
After David assured him that he would not be killed.
当大卫嚟到同佢讲话，佢一定唔会被杀。
Or be returned to his master.
亦都唔会将佢交翻俾佢嘅主人。
The slave took David and his men to where the enemies were.
所以呢一个奴隶就带领大卫同埋属于佢嘅人去到佢敌人面前。
So, with the help of the slave.
所以透过呢个奴仆嘅帮助
，David and his men attacked the Amalekites.
大卫同属于佢嘅人就攻击亚玛力人。
And as promised by God.
就似神所应许嘅
，The Amalekites were defeated.
呢啲亞瑪力人就被打敗啦。
And everything and everyone that had been taken was all recovered.
所有被掳去的东西或者是被掳去的人都能够拿回来了。
So a disaster turned into a victory because of David and the strength he found in God.
因为大卫和他从神那里得到的力量，这个灾难就变成一个的胜利了。
So David worshipped and trusted God.
大卫敬拜也都信靠神。
And it is no surprise that he was able to find strength in God.
而且这个是不值得惊讶，因为他能够从神那里得到力量。
David's trust in God can be seen in many of the psalms that he wrote.
大卫对神的信靠其实能够从他所写的诗篇里面来看到。
Not only was David a king and a leader.
大卫不单是一个皇帝，也都不单是一个领袖。
He was also a musician who wrote many songs of praise.
他都是一个音乐家，他写了很多的诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 37.
我们请看诗篇37篇。
Psalms chapter 37, verses 4 to 5.
诗篇三十七篇第四同埋第五节。
Psalms 37, verses 4 to 5.
诗篇三十七篇第四同第五节。第四节，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
So David calls us to take delight in the Lord.
所以大卫叫我们去从神那里得到喜乐，
to commit everything we have to him，
将我们所有的东西都交托给他。
To commit ourselves means to give everything to God's control and guidance。
去交托我们就是将我们所有的东西都放在神的控制和指引底下。
It means trusting God to do those things that we cannot do ourselves。
就是相信神能够帮我们完成我们不能够做的事情。
Let us also turn to Psalms chapter 56.
我们再看诗篇五十六篇。
Psalms chapter 56, verses 3 to 4.
诗篇五十六篇第三到第四节。诗篇五十六篇第三到第四节。第三节，我惧怕的时候要倚靠你，我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
In these verses, we learn from David that he placed his complete trust in God to help him overcome his fears.
在这里我们学习到大卫将他所有的信靠都交给神，来到帮助他胜过他的害怕。
So faith controls the actions of our lives.
所以信心是控制我们生活里面的动作。
And the way we believe in God determines how we behave.
亦都是话讲到，我哋信靠神嘅方法，亦都系取决，亦都系控制我哋会做嘅事情。
David set out in pursuit of the enemy.
大卫起行去追赶佢嘅敌人。
He did not know who or where they were.
亦都唔知道佢啲敌人系边个，喺佢哋喺边度。
But he trusted God to direct him.
但佢相信神会带领佢。
And to give him the victory.
亦都会带俾佢胜利。
And God rewarded his faith.
而神亦都奖励佢嘅信心。
Perhaps today we are facing our own problems.
或许今日我哋都面对住自己嘅困难。
We may not see how our problems can be solved.
我哋唔知道我哋嘅困难点样能够被解决。
But God sees everything.
但系神佢系睇到一切嘅事情。
If we look at the problems ourselves,
如果我哋净系睇见呢啲嘅问题，我哋内心入边睇见。
We may get discouraged.
我们或许会失望。
But if we look to God in faith, with faith,
但如果我们仰望神，用信心去仰望，
we can strengthen ourselves in God.
我们能够从神那里坚强自己。
And just like David,
就好像大卫，
we must learn to trust God to take care of every situation.
我们一定要学习去信靠神，去因为神会照顾我们一切的事情。
So having learned how David strengthened himself in the Lord,
当我们学习完大卫怎样从神那里来到坚固自己，
how can we find strength in the Lord?
我们怎样从神那里得到坚固呢？
First, we can find strength by praying to God.
第一，我们能够从祷告里面来到得到力量。
Prayer is an important part of our relationship with God.
祷告是我们和神之间的关系里面扮演一个重要的角色。
It is a special honor which God has given to us.
这个是一个很特别的荣誉，是神赐给我们的。
As it allows us to communicate directly with Him.
因为祂容许我们和神直接的交谈。
So prayer is the best way for us to find strength in the Lord.
所以祷告是一个最好的方法，令到我们从神得到力量。
Let us turn to the book of Psalms.
我们再看回来诗篇。
138.
诗篇138篇。
Psalms chapter 138 verse 3.
诗篇138篇第三节。诗篇138篇第三节，我呼求的日子，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
So here David writes about his own experience.
这里大卫写到他自己的经历。
When he prays to God,
当他向神祷告，
God listens and gives him the strength he needs.
神垂听，亦都赐给他他所需要的力量。
Jesus overcame the most painful moment in his life through the power of prayer.
主耶稣透过祷告的力量来到通过他人生最痛苦的时间。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
我们请看路加福音。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音的第22章。
Luke chapter 22 verses 39 to 44.
路加福音第22章39到44节，第39节，22章第39节，耶稣出来照常往橄榄山去，门徒也跟随他。到了那地方，就对他们说：你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。于是离开他们，约有拎一块石头那么远，跪下祷告说：父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雨点滴在地上。
These verses record the time when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个经节记载到主耶稣在客西马尼园里面的祷告。
Just before he was crucified.
就是他就来要被钉十字架之前。
Jesus was feeling distress because of what was to come.
主耶稣因为将要来的事情感觉到很痛苦。
He went into the garden, fell on his knees and prayed.
He 进入到这个园子里面，跪低来到祷告。
Jesus was struggling with the weakness of his flesh.
主耶稣因为他自己肉体的软弱来到挣扎。
So in his prayer, he asked to let the cup be removed from him if it was possible.
在祷告里面，他求神如果是可行的话，将一个苦杯从他身上离开。
But he still asked that the Father's will be done.
但他继续也都祈求到愿神的旨意成全。
As it was the will of God for Jesus to be crucified,
因为这个是神的旨意，要令到主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was given strength from above to enable him to face the sufferings ahead.
所以主耶稣从上头得到力量，令到他可以忍受将要来的痛苦。
So what can we learn from Jesus' prayer in our own prayers to God?
所以我们从主耶稣他的祷告里面，怎样得到我们在祷告上面的学习呢？
We learn that our prayers should not be limited to telling God what we want.
我们学习到在我们祷告里面，我们不可以只是告诉神我们需要什么。
And instead of insisting on our own desires,
相反，除了坚持我们自己的希望之外，
We need to learn submission through prayer.
我们需要从祷告里面学习到顺服。
Because submission is a difficult lesson,
因为顺服是一个很困难的课程。
We need to pray earnestly the way Jesus prayed.
我们好像主耶稣一样的方法去迫切祷告。
So Jesus was strengthened through his prayers.
所以主耶稣通过他祷告之后得到力量。
And like Jesus, when we humbly ask for God's will to be done,
跟主耶稣一样，如果我们很谦卑的愿神的旨意来到成全，
God will strengthen us.
神也都会令到我们坚固的。
So that we may have the power to hold back our own will.
令到我们能够有力量来到不坚持我们的主见。
And submit to God's will.
然后顺服神的旨意。
So as mentioned earlier, David found strength in God by asking God for direction.
就好像我们之前所讲到的，大卫他能够从神得力量，是因为他求神的指引。
And just like David, we need to know what God wants us to do.
就像大卫一样，我们都需要知道究竟神想我们做什么。
We should seek God's guidance all the time.
我们需要经常地来到求神带领我
们。And not resort to our own plans.
而不是坚持住我们自己的计划。
Let us turn to 1 John.
我们请到约翰一书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
1 John chapter 5 verses 14 to 15.
约翰一书第五章十四到十五节。约翰一书第五章十四到十五节，第十四节，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
These verses tells us that God will only answer those prayers that are according to His will.
一啲经节讲俾我哋知道，神系只会回答嗰啲系按佢旨意祈求嘅祷告。
So getting what we pray for will depend if it fits into God's will.
所以我哋能唔能够得到我哋祈求嘅嘢，其实睇下我哋所祈求嘅系咪合乎神嘅旨意。
God knows what is best for us.
神知道对我哋最好嘅系乜嘢。
We should believe that the will of God will always help us in the long term.
我要相信神嘅旨意系永远对我哋长远嚟讲系好嘅。
Although it may disappoint us in the short term.
或许佢喺短期内系会令到我哋失望。
It may be difficult to understand at times.
有阵时或者呢个系好困难喺嗰一刻嚟到明白。
But it is something that we all need to accept.
但系呢一个系我哋需要去接受嘅一样嘢。
The second way to find strength in the Lord is by trusting in God.
第二个方法去从神嗰度得到力量就系要信靠神。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我哋请睇箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
箴言第三章第五到第六节。箴言第三章第五到第六节。第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
It tells us here that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart.
呢度讲到我哋需要全心全意嘅信靠神。
To seek God's will in all that we do, and God will direct our paths.
在我们所做的一切都要寻求神的旨意，而神就会指引我们的道路。
Because God knows what is best for us.
因为神知道什么是对我们最好的。
We should trust God completely in everything we do.
我们要在我们所做的一切事上面都完全的信靠神。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
我们请看耶利米书。
Chapter 33.
第三十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3.
耶利米书第三十三章第三节。耶利米书第三十三章第三节。第三节，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
This verse assures us that our God is a God who answers when we call to Him.
这里讲到保证我们的就是神 是一个神，就是我们如果向他祈求什么，他一定会来到答我们的。
God promised Jeremiah that if he called out to him, then he would answer him.
神来到应许耶利米说，如果他向他求问的话，他一定会回答他的。
God wants us to call to him.
神也希望我们向他求问。
He wants us to trust him and to depend on him.
他希望我们来到信靠他，也来到依赖他。
And when God answers,
当神回答的时候，
He will show us great things which we do not know.
他会来到显示我们大的事情是我们不知道的。
So if we ask for help,
如果我们从他求帮助，
He will hear us and answer us according to His will.
他会垂听我们，也会从他的旨意里面来到回答我们。
Recently, I have been experiencing a challenge in my own life.
最近我从我生活里面来到面对一个挑战。
And it is a situation in which only God can help.
这个情况是只有神可以帮助。
As he is the only one who sees and knows everything.
因为他正是唯一一个能够看到一切也知道一切的神。
So I have been praying to God about this.
我为这件事向神祷告。
And I am still waiting for a response from God.
也是等候神的回答。
Sometimes I wonder why God has not answered me.
有時候我嚟到懷疑點解神仲唔會回答我咧？
Maybe my prayers are not fervent enough.
或許我嘅禱告並唔夠迫切。
Maybe I am insisting on my own will and don't realize it.
又或許我自己堅持住自己嘅意思，亦都自己唔覺意。
But then I remind myself that if I believe in God's power.
但我亦都提醒自己，如果我相信神嘅能力。
Then I must also believe that God knows when the best time is to answer my prayers.
咁我亦都應該相信神都知道幾時係最好嘅時間嚟到回答我。
What I need to do is to continue to believe and to find strength through prayer.
而我需要做嘅就繼續去相信，同埋嚟到通過禱告便得到力量。
And not to worry about it because I should entrust everything to God.
亦都唔應該嚟到擔憂乜嘢，因為我應該全部嚟到信靠神。
Since everyone will face troubles in life.
因為我哋每一個人喺生命入邊都會遇到困難。
It is important to learn how we can find strength in the Lord.
所以我哋好重要嘅要學習點樣從神嗰度嚟到得到力量。
Especially when we cannot deal with the troubles.
尤其是當我哋唔能夠去面對呢啲困難嘅時候。
We may not see how our particular problem is going to be solved.
我哋並唔能夠睇到我哋呢一個嘅困難點樣能夠被解決。
But God does.
但神卻係睇到。
If we go back to the story of David.
如果我哋去翻大衛嘅故事。
God already knew and told David that he would defeat the enemies and recover everything.
神一早已经话俾神知道，亦都话俾大卫知，佢能够嚟到打败敌人，嚟到攞翻一切失去嘅嘢。
So David lived by faith.
大卫因信心而活着。
We should learn from him and live by faith too.
我哋应该学习佢而因为信心而活着。
When we are faced with a crisis,
当我哋面对一个嘅危机。
There may be some things that we are able to do.
或许有啲事情我哋可以做噶。
But there are usually many other things that we cannot do.
但亦都有好多事情我哋唔能够自己做。
Or have any control over.
或者系唔能够控制嘅。
That is where our faith in God comes in.
但呢个就系我哋对神嘅信心进入嘅时间。
So whatever we are facing, we must remember to find strength in God.
所以无论我哋面对嘅系乜嘢，我哋都要知道要从神嗰度得到力量。
David is a good example of what we are to do in difficult times.
大卫就系一个喺我哋面对困难嘅时候应该点做嘅一个好例子。
He strengthened himself in the Lord.
佢从主嗰度坚固自己。
And he turned defeat into victory.
然最后佢打败敌人得到胜利。
Like David, we must ask God for direction.
同大卫一样，我哋都要从神嗰度寻求方向。
We must submit to God's will.
我哋要嚟到顺服神嘅旨意。
And we must trust God to do the rest.
亦都要相信神会完成其余嘅部分。
The Bible tells us that we will encounter troubles as long as we are in this world.
圣经入边嗰度，我哋喺世上面活着嘅时候，我一定会经历苦难。
So even though we are children of God,
雖然我哋係神嘅兒女，
we will still face many challenges in life.
我哋都會喺生活入邊面對好多嘅挑戰。
But we have hope because through God, we can find the strength to overcome all these troubles.
但因為我哋通過神係有盼望嘅，能夠揾到啲力量嚟到勝過呢一切嘅困難。
We must learn to strengthen ourselves by praying and trusting in God.
我哋一定要學習通過禱告同埋信靠神嚟到得到力量。
So in today's society,
喺今日嘅社會入邊，
people are expected to deal with their own problems themselves.
人係嚟到被預期係要自己解決自己嘅問題。
Or sometimes they may expect other people to help them.
又或者佢哋預期有其他人嚟到幫助佢哋。
As Christians, the only way we are going to grow in our faith with God is by seeking God ourselves.
但身为一个基督徒，如果我哋想同神一起在属灵上面增长的话，就是要来到寻求，自己来到寻求神。
The best way to grow in our faith is to pray to Him.
而来到在信心上面增长的最好办法就是向神祷告。
And as we spend time in God's presence,
当我哋喺神嘅面前用时间嘅时候
，He will strengthen us。
佢一定会坚固我哋
，and He will help to guide us through our problems。
而佢都会帮助我哋嚟到指引我哋通过呢啲嘅困难。
Because with God all things are possible。
因为喺神入边， 所有的事情都是有可能的。
I would like to end my sermon by sharing a few verses recorded in the book of Isaiah.
在完结这个讲道之前，我希望大家分享几节以赛亚书的经节。
Let us all turn to the book of Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Chapter 40.
第四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 to 31.
以赛亚书第四十章第二十八到三十一节。以赛亚书四十章二十八到三十一节，第二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐力量，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔走却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So these verses serve as a reminder to us that God's strength is our source of strength.
一啲经节就作为我哋一个提醒，知道神嘅力量就是我哋力量嘅来源。
So when we feel depressed or untroubled with life,
当我哋喺心入边感觉到压力或者系愁烦嘅时候。
Remember that we can find strength when we call upon God.
但我哋要记住，当我哋求告神嘅时候，我哋都能够得到力量。
My sermon ends here.
我嘅讲道到呢一度。
Let us sing hymn 146.
我一齐唱诗146首。